And on Triple J in the studio, Charlie XCX, who is in Australia for Parklife. Hello.
Hello.
How has been your first trip to Australia?
It's been crazy. It's been so crazy. Like, I've never been here before. I didn't know what to expect. Mm. But what I've learned is that everybody is definitely crazy party animals. And I've fully embraced that.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'm feeling a bit worse for wear this morning.
You've still got two Parklifes left. You don't want to peak too soon.
I know. But I feel like I'm plateauing at the moment. So I think I'm going to be like steady until I get on the flight back home and then I'll just drop.
Crash. Have some horrible emotional breakdown somewhere
definitely.
Over Siberia. I think you go over Siberia on the way back to England. I think you do.
Yeah, definitely. That's what will happen.
Good. Did you go to that midlife party the halfway through?
I did. It was very fun. Lots of embarrassing
Yeah, who embarrassed
happened.
Themselves?
Yeah,
who? Come on.
Yeah, definitely. One of the Rizzle Kicks licked my face, which was kind of disgusting. But yeah, it was...
That was hours after they beat us in soccer
Oh, yeah,
as well.
of course. Yeah, everyone was really happy about that.
Of course. Well, it's the first time Parklife has won, so that's fair enough. What about, are you hanging out with the St. Lucia people? Because they've remixed your tune.
Yes. Yeah, I love St. Lucia. We actually toured together in the States. And I play after them every show. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of like having the crew back together, which is really cool, nice. You know. And I think that the music they make is brilliant. So, yeah, it's nice being with them.
You have done these cool tours, like with Santigold and with Coldplay, whom I believe you discussed pony sex with.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so, you know what? Actually, loads of really embarrassing things happened between me and Chris Martin on that tour, like, which basically just involved me in making a fool of myself the whole time. But, on the last show, I went in to just say thanks and bye, and I'm, like, obsessed with My Little Ponies, and I took in my lucky pony, and I was like, oh, yeah, thanks for having us. I mean, here, you should have my lucky pony. And then they were like, oh, no, really? Like, you should have it. It's yours. I was like, trust me, you need it. They're Coldplay. Of course they don't need luck. And so then we just the conversation kind of evolved into pony sex. And there's this photo that's been taken of us, which just looks like really, like, we're all just like so awkward staring at each other, like it's a horrendous photo.
If you get to a point in pony sex discussions, it will get awkward, I'm pretty
yes,
sure.
Exactly.
I'm talking to Charlie XCX on Triple J. Two Parklifes left, all of that under your belt already, and you are 20 years old.
Yes,
let's keep that in mind. We're gonna listen to this tune. This is Nuclear Seasons on Triple J. Triple J, that is Nuclear Seasons by Charlie XCX. It was in the country for Parklife. When did you write that tune?
Nuclear Seasons, I wrote that probably about a year ago in LA with my producer, Ariel Rexhade. That and Stay Away were definitely one of the, well, two of the first tunes I wrote that I kind of like felt like I discovered my sound and I knew like what I was about as an artist and stuff like that. So both are very important songs to me.
Yeah, well, we know you from that song. We know you very well. We know you from End of the World, the Alex Metric song that you sung on.
Yeah.
But you're 20 years old. You got signed when you were 15, 5 years ago to the same label. What do you have to be doing when you're 15 to get signed? And this is like a real signing. This isn't like an X Factor signing. This is a proper songwriting signing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's weird. Like, I look back on that now, and obviously I'm massively grateful for, you know, being signed at that age. But I feel like I got signed, like, too early. Like, I feel like when you're 15, like, this is just my opinion. Lots of other people might disagree. But when I was 15, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do and, like, who I wanted to sound like and stuff like that. In that sense, I feel like maybe I got signed too early because I felt, like, pressure to, like, suddenly become a pop star, even though there actually was none from my label. They're really, really kind of good with just being, like, just grow, just do your thing. And so I suppose it's kind of two sides of the coin. Like, they were really helpful as well because they didn't push me and they just like let me try things with people that I wanted to try with, and they'd make suggestions because at that age I didn't know about producers.
Well, who does? Like, when you're 15, what I was doing was trying to work out how to play Nirvana songs and Guns N' Roses songs on the guitar.
Yeah.
Most people when they're 15 have no idea what they want to be. So it must have been very confusing, I suppose.
Yeah, it kind of was. And like, I didn't really know about, you know, interesting music until I discovered Ed Banger. And yeah, then that just kind of like opened the box for me, and I was like listening to Uffy, I was listening to Justice and Feeds and all of these.
So
like,
before that, who were your favorite, like when you were 15, who
well
were your
before
favorite
Ed Banger before that, yeah. I was like, I was really into the Klaxons and the Horrors, and then like Lily Allen and Kate Nash, you know.
Not, that wasn't too, not too embarrassing.
No, but then before that, I don't think this is embarrassing, but like I'm still a massive Britney Spears fan and a massive Christina Aguilera fan. I was like listening to that record Stripped the other day, which I think is a genius album. And then the Spice Girls and Aqua.
Of course.
And Shampoo.
Shampoo!
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Yes, all That's the girl great. Power stuff. I love that. I think it's suddenly become really relevant again, which is nice for me.
Will people unearth videos of you dancing and singing to Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera songs if they dig deep enough?
I think there's a high possibility.
Which is cool, because the dancing you do in your videos and on stage at Parklife is amazing. So,
oh, thank you.
Practiced,
I like that you call it dancing, because most people don't call it that.
What do they call it? Like sort of gymnastics?
Freak out. Rude things they call it. I don't know, but I'm thankful that you think it's dancing. That's
well,
nice.
I mean, it's a very wide and...
Yeah, expressive is what I'd say.
Exactly. Now, in America, you had music put out by Neon Gold, which is Lizzie from Miss Mister's label.
You know, I actually didn't get music put out by Neon Gold, but I've just ended up really randomly staying in their house.
That's even better.
Yeah, yeah. And
because I saw you on their blog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've really been cool with me. They've really, like, pushed me out, and I'm not with their label. In the US, I'm actually with I Am Sound. But, yeah, no, I ended up staying with my band at Derek from Neon Gold's house. And it's weird, like I was actually a massive fan of Miss Mister for ages, and so was everyone.
Yeah,
but no one knew it was Lizzie.
That's right, that was quite a bit mysterious for
and,
a bit.
Which I think is great, because everyone thought they were amazing, you know, like without the whole connection anyway, and she doesn't need that. They could have come from anywhere and they'd still be amazing. I think her voice is great.
It is. It's almost like she sort of discovered that voice and then went, stuff it on. I'm going to start singing as well.
Completely.
She's coming out next year, or Miss Mystery coming out next year. But is that, I guess that kind of thing at the moment, that dark pop tunes that people all over the world are really loving. And that's, I guess, something that you've tapped into as well.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, like pop music's taking a much more like real turn at the moment. You don't have to sing about being in a club and, you know, getting drunk and stuff like that. I feel like you can really sing about like real emotional things now in pop music. That's being accepted. And, you know, people like Pitchfork and Gorilla vs. Bear and other kind of like trendy bloggers are beginning to accept pop music more and not be like ashamed to like it.
And people that you've toured with, like Santi White, who also done an amazing range of dark pop songs.
Yeah. I mean, that second record is actually really emotional and especially live. It's really, you know, it was really cool to watch that.
All right. Well, you, as I said, two shows left. Then what's going to happen? When are we actually going to get an album? Because, you know, you've been signed for 5 years. They're going to be cracking the whip.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. It's bad, actually. I keep pushing the date back because I'm so desperate to make it perfect. And my image of perfection keeps changing day by day. But it's going to be February at the moment, the date. But I am going to be releasing a mixtape, a like free download mixtape. It's called Super Ultra. And that's going to be out probably at the end of October.
Another original mixtape?
Yeah, and that's got some really cool collaborations, like Brooke Candy, this really great rapper from LA. She was in the latest Grimes video, and she's just like a born superstar. Cool. She's going to be awesome.
Did I see that you were recording while you're in Australia?
Well, yeah, I made my own studio out of a duvet and pillows. So, yeah.
This is the way that the modern world is. Not only can you make a studio out of a personal computer or a laptop, you can now make it out of a doona.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I've been recording in my room. It sounds great, though. It sounds really cool.
Doesn't sort of sound a bit like this?
No, it sounds, well, maybe a bit, but it sounds good. It sounds good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear some of this in February. And in the meantime, I guess we'll probably see some more clips featuring amazing animated GIFs, which you seem to be quite fond of.
Yes. Yeah, I work on all of my videos with my best friend, and we live together, and we're obsessed with like the whole Tumblr generation and this kind of like cyber teen witch sort of movement that's happening online at the moment. And that's kind of what I'm about, what I wear, you know, so we're always making GIFs and videos, and we're actually working on the treatment for the, and I don't think I can say the name of the song, but
right.
That was close. But it's going to be really cool. It's going to be like the most badass thing I've done. So sweet. It'll be really cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to play Stay Away right now. In the meantime, can we make an animated GIF for the Triple J website?
Yes, of course. Let's do it.
All right. On Triple J, this is Stay Away. Thank you so much, Charlie XCX. Have an awesome time in the next two park lives.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.